I can get stuff done, thank God. After 35 years of active mothering, I am there at this moment, childless, which is a good thing, because I can't guarantee it will always be like that. So presently, I have more sovereignty over my time and resources than I have in the past. And I choose to be on my path, not on a path that might make money or might make other people more comfortable in my presence. Because somebody's going to have to ask all good questions and stand on the landmines. And tends to not be a very comfortable place, I can tell you that. But also people get killed very easily. So now we go back to Dr. Semmelweis and the hand washing. He got killed. He had people who were not doing that to muck up his results. Where was their ethics? You know, nurses thought I was a silly old bat. They'd want to have their hands smelling of that stuff, so they didn't. Okay, he died. But before him, about 50 years before, and I can't remember their names, I'm sorry, there was a Scottish doctor. Before then, there was another Scottish doctor. Started around about the 1750s, that somebody was paying attention, and it was about golden staff, and the correlation between the golden staff and the puerperal fever that happened on account of, we've got the corrupted bodies and the crap, and the hands under the fingernails, all the rest of that. Now look what they're like. With their they've gone overboard. Excuse me, there's a state of balance here. And if you'd have just done what life had done all the time, you would have been fine. What would the midwives do? Well, nobody washed their hands. But they weren't sticking their hands up inside either. Just saying, we could look at the baby exit and sort that out. Like all traditional cultures did, because if they had their young women dying, where would they be? The women were precious, we're not now. But the women were precious because they brought forth love. And they nourished life. It's not particularly ethical to move away from being mammals, because how are we going to be here? The men can't hold it together. They can't make that. Oh, yes, they can. Now we're going to have two males in a relationship making a baby together, really. Is that biologically sustainable? And would you want to be that baby? So I've talked about pain. When we're in pain, where are we in pain? Are we in pain because we've got a life-threatening something and we're scared of dying? Are we in pain because it really does physically hurt and it's beyond a joke? Is it something that we think is going to kill us, which is the nocebo? The doctor said, if you don't do this, you will die. Hello, cancer. Well, if you do what they do, you will anyway. And if you don't do what they do, you will anyway. The quality of life isn't covered. The fact that they are now doing a, what do you call those things? Gosh. Palliative care. They won't tell you that it's palliative care. And they're just seeing what's going to happen. Hey, really a nasty book that everybody who's watching this should go and read. It's really awful. Could you please go and get Sarah's Last Wish? Guard your heart. It's disgusting. That's what happened in New South Wales within the last 10 or 15 years by Hilary Butler. It could be your child that has cancer. It will be your child that is taken away if you don't allow it to go through that sausage grinding machine. Doesn't matter what goes in your mouth, there's no research to say that. Irrespective of the fact of anything, you start looking into how does the body undo cancer. We have Wei Qi, surely to goodness. We've got sovereignty. We don't listen to these things, otherwise known as limitations. Remember the young lad and he put his foot up. Well, how did he feel? He was taken away from the person who was actually fixing stuff. I don't know what happened next. We could be doing something more than paying silly voters with babies that aren't necessarily going to last the distance anyway. We could go and look at those who are damaged, who have a great contribution to make to society, except that they completely stuffed up. Like those people who came to me all those decades ago. They were so grateful because somebody cared. That would be placebo along with my sham needling because I didn't twiddle anything. Who is writing the script here? So they also had really bad joints and bad backs because they didn't have laminectomies, which are starting. They didn't have arthroscopies. Acupuncture and moxa was the thing. And we didn't have herbs back then, but I was a herbalist at Western. And I did use the bark flower remedies and I did pendulum. Oh dear, how unethical. Yes, well, everybody got better, so never mind. We're looking at over here again. You're a witch, really. So what do you reckon? The doctor thinks you are wielding needles, isn't she? It's all a matter of perspective, and go and have a rethink about martial arts and the Shaolin monks again. Okay, there's the division between what we accept to be real and not. And so we're going to wait until it's so bad that the scan says, or the whatever, I've got to go and have tests, why don't we just fix it? I've got to have tests first, whatever. You're not my patient any longer, disappear yourself, this is too hard. You actually need to look at, is it flowing or not? And so I've covered that under moving blockages for E-locus. And they're very good presentations. Number one is more the physical, number two is what I'm going to briefly go into for pain, because we need to be looking at why do we have pain. And so they were in physical pain, they were in vast emotional and spiritual pain because of all of the things that happened in their lives, and women were shut down and they didn't have jobs and they were told that it didn't matter what happened to them because this is what happened to women, and so on. There weren't the antipsychotics, there weren't the antidepressants. They thankfully weren't eating all that sugar. They weren't doing all the stupid things that everybody does these days. They did know that the veracity of me saying, why don't you go outside and take a walk? What time are you going to bed? You know, like, have you drunk some water? You know, like, grandma again. What are you eating? They knew it, you know. The patients I was seeing, you know, who were born back here and I was seeing here, they knew all of that stuff. I just had to mention it. They were onto it. They'd forgotten. There was a book written called Arthritis, the Allergy Connection by a guy called Dr. John... something, might be Mansfield. It's a fairly common name, whatever it is. If you look up arthritis dot dot, no, sorry, yes, dot dot, the allergy connect. Is it that? Arthritis, the allergy connect. Whatever it was amazing. As a beginner's book into what you put in your mouth matters. And God forbid we talk about the food factory, otherwise known as the three heater. Oh, we might need some chi for that. Stop putting in the cold water. Is it ethical? Is it ethical to be not playing the Chinese game or the Asian game and always having only warm water offered to our patients? Well, I know mine isn't. I'm not topping up the jug all the time, the hot jug, but it's definitely not got a cooler in it. So what we need to be doing is what causes pain. Well, things not flowing. I've jumped the gun. That's called cold in there. So going back to those patients, they knew that they had no other choice. They knew that somebody had told them to come and see me, there wasn't the advertising, and they knew somebody else had been helped, and they knew if they just did what they were told, because they were good at that. Back then, we didn't have Google to have 10,000 other people's opinions, and they are just opinions, like so-and-so and the date that's written in brackets. That's somebody's opinion. That isn't the reality of the situation. That's somebody's opinion. I don't care if there's a whole bunch of nameless, faceless others over there playing that permanent head damage game called a PhD. You've got to go back to what got us to here. Biological survival is dependent upon those that are following the rules. Now, just on that, you might not know, but there was a mini ice age, I read a lot, back in the 1600s. And so the Vikings coming over with, you know, dragging the Celtic women by the hair on the way to Iceland might have gotten deviated to Greenland, because back then it was green. It's not now. It will be again soon. And they brought over their cows and all of their stock, and you know, it's all fine until the weather came back to what it was. They all died of hunger. They were surrounded by fish and seaweed. But they didn't eat that. Wasn't that silly? They only knew to eat the stuff that grew in Europe. They were landlocked. They didn't know about seafood. So they all died of hunger. Right, things you don't know. So when we get back to it, pain, when we're going into, you know, that's my clinic there, and gradually it shifted. Now what sort of pain are they in? Well, they're all killing themselves, aren't they? It's cute. They weren't killing themselves back then. Would that be lack of hope? Yeah. Might just be. Anybody who's bright would have to wonder, what's the point? Take you back to that young lad who felt his feet and decided he'd move his leg while I was fixing the problem. Is it ethical to not fix the problem? Is it ethical to play with the problem? Is it ethical to play with the label that somebody else put on in relation to their limitations? And look up a book that says, this condition, I will put these needles in. Is it ethical to have a protocol? No. Just no. You're not being present with that person. That person's had a story. That person's story is in the room with you. Have you cleared it so the next person coming in isn't going to have that story embedded in them as they start shedding stuff? Because people do. And people do start shedding. And I doubt I'm the only practitioner who's had a Linda Blair moment in the clinic. Because I've had many of them. Oh, they've picked the wrong woman because I know what to do with you, mate. So, oh yeah, I'm not scared. First point, I'm not scared. Okay, so if you're going to be over on this page in fear and trembling of every other manifestation of chi that pops in, I don't know what you're doing sitting there with a shingle up saying acupuncturist because it's chi medicine. And ta-da! There we go. Think Mox is about not that heat lamp rubbish, not that charcoalized Mox, but the real stuff. It smells, it's going to set off the fire alarm. I know it's also going to set off those that ought not be there. If you're clear and you've got sovereignty of your vehicle, you can role model to that patient. And when they say, as one of my patients did, now here's a reality challenge for you. Some people look at me and they decide I'm up for it. So she starts telling me the story. UFOs, watch out. So there she is. And this is back in the time, if you come from Brisbane, that around Wenham, there was a whole bunch of pasture, okay? Not like it looks like now. She's driving home in her fancy new car because it had all the electrics. And next minute, she's in the paddocks. The electrics have gone and she's in the paddock. One thing leads to another. And after a rather a long time, they start bringing back her offspring that they've made. And she's got nicks and funny things everywhere. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what to do. I've been on the sovereignty game for a wee while, and I said, rightly, why don't you take charge? Tell them it's your body and to piss off. That night, she did. There's a hell of a commotion outside the next morning. Now, it didn't happen to me. She's relating to me what happened. I don't doubt this is what happened to her. You can, I don't care. And, her very expensive cats that were kept in cages had their hair standing on end, they had bits missing, and the locks were all undone. And her brother, who lived with her, spent a long time trying to work out which wild animal did it. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen to me. Didn't happen to you. Happened to her. It might be a good idea if we release and relinquish this idea that reality is as we have seen and felt it. I'm grateful that wasn't me. I've had other stuff happen, but I haven't had that happen. And so some of us need to get real, that people will find us. And having listened to this and watched this, you might all of a sudden discover you're a beacon for different. Well, so where are they going to go otherwise? They can't go to that mob and go, no, it's not there yet. There's nothing there, don't worry about it. I've got so many patients, ex-patients, because they're dead, that had cancer that wasn't diagnosed because the doctor said it's fine. It's not fine. The chi's not flowing. You're full with so much hatred and bitterness and blah, 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 and you're stuffing it down with all of these self-medications and blah, 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 nutrients. So going through the pain, that's as much as I'm going to say. Why have you got the pain? Because it's not flowing. So what's the it? Nutrients. Life force. Shin. Spirit. What are you here to do? What's ethical about being on the planet breathing and not doing what you're here to do? That's a good question. We're going to leave it there and have lunch. So, I don't know who's shutting us down, but shut us down. Now then, I hope you've all got your glasses of water and you've all had some of the glass of water. Now we're going to talk about pain, because as I was saying earlier, that used to be why people came in. Now there still are, but it depends what level of pain we're talking about. These days, people are full up with endones and lyrics and all sorts of things. And let's pretend that we can put something over the warning light on the dashboard of a car and that makes it all okay. That's about where we stand. Medical ethics, let's pretend it doesn't matter, that you've got a reason for pain. That's the body's warning. And we are what? Going to diagnose them through a medicalized version of something that was never written down as passing through the ages. And say, look, we just need to put these points in. The youthfulness of acupuncturists, quite often that might be the same, the case. Sometimes not. I'm going to take us back to somewhere else. Now, if we're going to say they're yang deficient or yin deficient, we might need to have a bit of a think. So this is sort of acupuncture. In a sort of fashion, we say they've got yang shu, or we've got yin shu, okay? Now, what that means is we've got a whole lot of heat where we shouldn't, and they're drying out, basically. Too hot. Drying out, accelerated aging. Why? Because heat destroys the yin. Acupuncture 101 again. Now, if we want to look at yang deficiency, well, obviously they're going to be too cold. And they've got too much fluid all over the shop. And they might have accelerated aging also, simply because their gut's not working. Gut and life processes on slow mode. Okay. Now, if we're clear that pain is due to lack of flow and qi has to move. Okay, where are we going with this? Well, that's about the basic principles, really. So, what dries a person out? Nothing faster than not drinking enough water. So these are the answers. Now, this is what anybody's grandmother would have told them. Drink more water. Not cold. Why not cold? Because you're going to put out fire in your belly. We know that. That's the yang qi stuff. All of the old wives' tales. No cold. Okay, next thing is little known fact. Sugar conversion of any description is heating. Okay, so you take yourself in some alcohol, some chemicals, some pesticides, some sugar, some fruit, some anything. It's too hot. You're going to get hot flushes if you've gone through menopause. You're going to have inflammation for both of those reasons, lack of water and too much sugar. Okie dokie. What else gives us being too hot? Well, being a visceral, peeved, otherwise irked and irritated. Likely known as stuck liver qi. Stuck liver qi is going to go off and do all sorts of other things. We'll get stuck liver blood before we're too further along in that too much. And then eventually we're going to have over on this side of the page, clots, etc. Growths. Stuff. Physical. Where it ought not be. I can't see anything in the scan. You must be okay still. I don't think so. So we'll get into the ethics of cancer management shortly. We're just looking at yin shu and yang qi to start with. Where do we get our yin from? Well, we have to be able to make it. That would be our gut. So now we've got to turn our attention over to the gut. So answers over here. Well, answers over here are no cold. Always warm and bland, not freezing cold. Energy or vibration. Okay, so here we have everybody going off putting ice in those smoothies, ice in the isogenics, ice in the whatever that they are having, the ice in the water. You go to the Pizza Hut or something to eat and you're going to have everything cold out of the freezer. If you go to the Chinese, Thai, Japanese, they're going to offer you miso soup, green tea, whatever, something that's going to help the digestive process, and it's not going to be cold, it's going to be warm. So the mothers all knew that you weren't to have something really cold, it would cause a pain in your tummy. If you've got a newborn and you've chosen to not feed it properly and you might get upset, I'm sorry, we're mammals, I've dropped down to the biological imperative. If we're not going to act as mammals, our young aren't getting what they need. So we're going to what? Give them cold milk out of the fridge? I don't think so. It's going to have to be body temperature, or they'll get a gut ache and or chuck it back at you. So we need to be conscious of the temperature. We need to be conscious of the hydration. Two basic things that all mothers would have had on your case 100%. And you're not having anything like dessert until you've had your main course, which is a rainbow on your plate. So here we go back to fluid. Right, well, I'm going to just mention in passing and get on to it shortly. If you are iodine biologically not bioavailable, not bioavailable, might be in your body but you can't access it, or it isn't in your body anyway, so that not there, can't see. We'll get into that shortly. And then we've got magnesium, not there. Not bioavailable. Of course, if you go throwing all that calcium into yourself, like, you know, there's some pH water out there just for, well, the percentage of calcium to magnesium looks like that, should be like that. What are we thinking? Oh, calcium's going to save the world. It's chalk. We'll get into that shortly. So here we have
Next thing, gut and life process is in slow mode.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just chill the fire?
You know, I'm a mum, so I've had to use the oven a lot. And if anybody opens the oven door, there's trouble, because of course it's going to let the heat out and we're not going to be cooking it. That's similar to putting in cold stuff. Long gaps in between. Stuff that's too raw needs the hot energy in order to be able to build it up. And if the recipe says 425 and you put it in at 350, it's not going to do the job. Obviously, that's in Fahrenheit. I'm a bit old. So I'm just saying here that we have a gut. So what happened to the microbiome? Oh, well, we killed it. We don't need to have bugs. Yeah, right. Well, 90% of what's inside us is not human DNA. So we might look at the DNA component, because of course that's physical, or we might look at the energy of it. And we've also got this other thing called chi. Okie dokie. So you might look at the human microbiome. Just look up the human microbiome. I usually use that as my N for people. Microbiome, in case you've never seen that word before. And you are here by virtue of your microbiome. And all of those bacteria that had to be told what to do and put in there by mum as you were coming out the right way, as you were being fed the right way, as you were being continually enhanced by what she was coming into contact with and assisting by helping your gut, or bug it up, by having a modern safe birth, which is not ethical, which means that she's gone off to have antibiotics on the off chance that she's got group B strep. She's gone off and had antibiotics because there's going to be cutting involved. She's gone off and had antibiotics because the temperature's gone up, because they've refused her to have any fluids, which means that she's now running a small temperature because she's drying out, or she's leaking lots of water because her waters are broken. So let's give her antibiotics and feed her lots of sugar and cold stuff again. That's really going to help. Freak her out as well, so she's going to need a lot more magnesium, but we're going to come to that shortly. We're just being silly. And then the kid comes out and, you know, you've taken the cord blood, so there's a third of its blood that should be in its body to breathe with now. It was being breathing with mum, and now it's being, what, donated to the cord bank. Where's the ethics in Western medicine all over again? Might help somebody else's kid's cancer. Who gives a damn? What about your kid needing its stem cells? Oh, we do get stem cells in here. And 5 years later, if you're still breastfeeding, there's still stem cells coming out of here. Well, never mind, we forgot about all of this because we can't monetize it. Whose ethics are you talking about? Is it biologically sustainable? No, it's not. So that's new definition of ethics, a bit like me and my health, you know, the ability to adapt to change. So when we're looking at the gut, we've then got the kid on antibiotics because it's running a bit of a fever. Yes, it is. It's called dehydration. You took away all of its fluids. Mum's not ready to make milk yet. She's supposed to be recalling. She's supposed to be lining the gut with colostrum. Oh, well, that's out to lunch. She's been on antibiotics. She's been having all that sugar. She's been doing whatever she's been doing. She's now got antibiotics again because, you know, she's just had, I don't know, small infection in here. Never mind, we're not talking nutrients or water or temperature. That child, I'm not talking about vaccinations or the scans that dried out the amniotic fluid yet over there. It's quite safe because they haven't died while you're doing it. Well, there's later, and we need to look at later because we're about to have our later. And here we have an overview of pain. Is, you think that's not what I was taught at school, Heather? I'm aware of that. I'm doing the mother's business. The mother's business is, have you eaten? Was it too cold going into your belly? Was it too sweet? Were you really upset when you ate it? Was your gut able to do anything with it? Possibly not, because by now it's reacting to almost everything because you're doing fight or flight, because you've got lack of magnesium, and here we are in our stuck liver cheese. Something's upset us. There's us and our 5% of our blood going to our ligaments. There's our uterus again, and we're smashed over there in the corner, and we're having that thing called a period, or we're not, because we've stopped it, and we've got things implanted there, things implanted there. Hello, here we go over here. Too hot, chemicals, all the rest of it. We're supposed to be having a cycle. If we're not having a cycle, we're in trouble because we're supposed to be tidal. And if we're not being tidal, we're in trouble. And we may or may not get to that. But it's not ethical not to follow nature. Dr. Shen said, always, always, always follow nature. Heather's mantra. Are you following nature? No. In which case, you're going to run into trouble because you can't micromanage. Okay, so pain is due to lack of flow. Now, that's the chi version. And, of course, you've got, you know that
I'm not going to go to acupuncture 101. You should know that. So we're going to go to pain is still the other flow. We're still on lack of flow. What's going to stop the flow? So we've got yang deficiency over here. Cold. Cold's really good at that. You want to call them yang shu because you've got a TCM hat on. Good eye. No, they're going to be dehydrated and full of cold.
Average patient, full of cold, dehydrated. Now, I don't mean what you think dehydrated.
You, I think, should be having a litre of water, pure water, not cold water, pure water, maybe some salt in it, Himalayan sea salt, before you put anything in your mouth as far as going to chew it. Drink water. You should be doing that again before you eat anything, about half an hour before. Where are your digestive juices coming from? Oh, there's a good question.
Please have more to drink.
So here we go, having a think about this, and it comes down to now I've gone over to the left-hand side of the page, the right-hand side of the page. Why am I doing this? Because your blood, which has to be nourished, nourishing your muscles and tendons and whatnot, otherwise you're going to get physical pain, your menstrual cycle, otherwise you're going to get menstrual pain, your shen and your heart, otherwise you're going to get emotional and spiritual pain, your blood, with a big B, has to be made somewhere, and that's called your gut. However, how's it going to do that if your gut's not working? So I've started with, you know, you're maybe or maybe not fine with your mum and the placenta. Now they've cut the cord too soon, and now you're trying to take a breath, and with what blood are you going to be doing? Oxygenation. You're going to pull it out of your brain. You're going to pull it out of your extremities. Thus, you're going to get even more cold. And now you're going to go into distress. Can't maintain body temperature. Well, did you take the cord blood? Probably. What's also in the blood? The shen. What's also in the blood? Heat. Oh, whoops. Now we've got a less than being. And that's before we talk about, remember I said about the turning on of the pericardium function. Right, so at that moment of the first breath, if there's a whole bunch of trauma going on, then that kid's going to grab all of that trauma in as its own as well. If the last person who was born there died, or if there's shards of other entities for whatever reason about, including dropping off the people who are there and into that being who's got a wide open aura, oh dear, and the kid's actually just struggling to live because you've taken its blood, it's freezing cold, you've antibiotic to hell, forget about all the other things you've done to freak mum out and all that other steroids and all sorts of things are running around her. She's not having a normal birth and neither are you as the baby. It's been very disturbed, that life process. Is this biologically sustainable? I don't think so. So when we're looking at what on earth is going on with the average person in pain, just bear in mind what they have carried forward with them. You know, you come in and you're going to stick some needles in and their ankle's going to get better, maybe. So what we need to do is go, look, they're full of cold because we have lived in an environment where people think it's silly to worry about sitting on the cold floor, wandering around with nothing on your feet, etc. So we're going to be full of cold. I've done other presentations on cold and I'm not going to do it now. However, when they're full of cold, that means the chi is going to get more and more sluggish and stop. And so if you look at a garden hose, it's out there and it's Christchurch and it's the middle of winter, it's going to be pretty inflexible. Just is. In the middle of summer in Christchurch, I've been there when it's 43 degrees. That garden hose is all over the shop. Very, very floppy. Now look, we've got a hose in here, otherwise known as a gut. Same. If you're going to put cold in it, it's going to, you know, not be so good at peristalsis. And that's just the temperature. Whoops. Okay, so we're talking about the digestive juices. Well, what are they made of? Where's the water? What are they made of? Starts up here, hydrochloric acid. How come we didn't get this basic information? That's called salt. You need chloride. If you're going to listen to these twits over here who say salt's going to raise your blood pressure, you might need to realise that that was a theory that somebody thought of and ran with. If you actually look at those who eat an awful lot of salt, as long as they're doing other things, because we're more than just salt alone, then they're fine, because you've got to be able to digest your food. So if you've got a patient who's come in and they're about to have a fecal transplant, brave new world, why don't you just get them to eat an awful lot of salt? Because that's going to help raise the pH, which is going to help the leaky gut, which is going to help all of those bits and pieces that shouldn't be living there. And if they start eating 9 cups of coloured vegetables a day, mostly raw,
in summer, otherwise they're going to have to do other things with broth and whatnot. They're going to have a lot of fibre. And as part of that, they're going to have good gut bacteria recolonised. And somewhere online you can find a whole lot of work on Dr. Daphne Miller's work, and I think it's an ER. And she went down to Central America, there's good old Central America, I think, from her New York practice or wherever she was, and discovered that the majority of her patients who had really bad Western diseases, when they went home to visit their family, had to go off all their medication, they were fine. They were eating the normal diet. When they came back up again, they had to start it all off again, and they had all sorts of terrible problems with diabetes and whatnot because of the herbs and spices that they normally ate are actually the medications and their body needed them. They sure as hell didn't need no salt, low fat, no sunshine. Whatever they were eating and drinking was not nourishing the life processes. Is it ethical to sell stuff that's called food that doesn't nourish the body? I don't think so. So when we're going back to why they got pain, well, what the hang are they nourishing their body with? And as I've said, look, we've got a physical vehicle and it needs to have everything, whether it's the skin or it's the joints or whether it's the actual organs themselves or whether it's the menstrual process or the making of the blood or whether it's can she sleep, lack of blood energy, is her hair on her head, lack of blood energy, are her eyes bright and sparkly, lack of, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. Starts in the gut. So here we are back in the gut. So ingredients, well, they're dehydrated, so where's the water? And how are they going to digest their food without the water and without the salt? That's going to sort out the pH issues, largely. However, there's another something, and I'll get on to ingredients almost, and that's called magnesium. Now, magnesium, I'm not going to do a big dissertation on because you can find it in my work elsewhere, but magnesium is the fourth most available mineral out there. Should be in our food, but instead we've gone, oh, we need calcium. Well, actually, it's one of these. And the more calcium you have, the less you're going to be using it because you need the magnesium and the boron and various other things, to say nothing of the zinc. I'll deal with this in a minute. So here we have, I have discovered a one-to-one correlation between stuck liver chi and blood and depleted magnesium. Oh, Heather, I didn't learn this in college. I haven't done naturopathy. No, well, I didn't learn it in college or in my naturopathy degree either. It's called common sense. Go and look up Dr. Google, shock horror. If you look up a site called Mag Water, I think it's MG Water, you'll see an awful lot of the work done by a woman. Again, it's a woman. Isn't this strange? mgwater.com by Mildred Selig. Now, she wrote a book. This is S-E-E-L-I-G. Called The Pathogenesis of Disease. It's like a magnesium. We could be doing the salutogenesis process, in case you've never heard of that. That's about, let's be smart, back in the 70s, somebody decided, let's explore what creates health. Good idea. That's what all of our mums knew, otherwise we'd be dead. So anyway, magwater.com, and as part of those articles, because I have read about a lot on this, they were doing experience. Shock, horror, guard your heart. Okay, I just don't get Western medicine. Just don't. If you're looking at anything in relation to babies and fertility and breast milk and Jing and everything that's required for life, look no further than can you absorb the magnesium? Is it available? Because they were feeding all sorts of rats, mice and whatnot with magnesium deficient diets, and it just wasn't working. Neither was lactation or life or breathing. It's called the spark of life. Go and look at Mark Circus's, all of his work. He's been rather verbal on the process, and he has a site called veritas.com. Mark Circus, spelt like that. You might think he's a ratbag. Yes, well, he's got a different set of rules than you. He's a bit annoyed about things, same as Heather. And we actually will get on to cancer at some point because that comes under the loose heading of pain. Otherwise known as pointing the bone. Otherwise known as nocebo. As opposed to placebo. Placebo. Let's call it something else. If you don't do what we tell you to do, you're going to die. That's a really stupid idea. That, but it happens. Okay, so over here in the indeficiency, when we're indeficient, as we know, we're going to get neurological problems.
We're going to get them from
the yang deficiency too, because we're not making enough of anything in order to flood the body with yin and thus make jing from leftovers and blood. And so here we are, we're talking about when we've got pain, we're going to be dehydrated, and of course we've got all those toxins. We're doing self emulation, really. We're doing self-medication with all of the let's have a smoke so we can't feel, let's have a drink so we can't feel. That gets turned into sugar anyway in the body. Let's eat all that stuff because it tastes nice. Hello, there's the gut bacteria there having a party, because the good gut bacteria lives on magnesium. It's fed by magnesium. 4 days in deficiency of magnesium and you've got your bad bacteria taking over. Oh, let's have some chocolate. Yeah, well, okay, there is some in cacao, but nothing like enough. And it's got a lot of other stuff in it. And you actually don't need any of that. You need the magnesium. You better put it on topically, because your gut by now don't have a big problem if you try and take a magnesium supplement. Don't need magnesium. Every time I take it, I get diarrhea. Mm-hmm. Excipients. What else have they got in there? Mm-hmm. And your body's not coping with magnesium for various different reasons. So you need the magnesium, and if you look up magnesium signs and symptoms of depletion, oh boy, that's just about everybody who walks in the clinic. And just as a bit of a prelude for the neurological section, that is blocked by heavy metals. So you might have it there. Well, the heavy metals, guess what? They're in the superphosphate. The modern farming methods aren't doing our bodies any favour, but we've also got mercury. Oh, Heather, you're not going to talk about vaccination again. Mm-hmm. And now they've got aluminium in there instead, and let's pretend that autism was just not diagnosed in times past. You're wrong. So these two block not just magnesium, but also selenium and zinc. Right, well, why am I talking about selenium? Because if we don't have enough selenium, we're not going to access the iodine. Just can't. It's called the iodine symporter. Go and look up something that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny did. She's done a very good example of why you need to be paying attention to the world. And when we're iodine deficient, we're going to be yang deficient with all of that cold, all of that fluid, our gut not working, our immune system not working, life not working. We don't have apoptosis happen, so we get cancer. Apoptosis is programmed cell death. And quite frankly, we're not in a good state. No, no. So if we want our gut to work, we have to have iodine in the body. And I have with women who have really bad hyperemesis or just ordinary old morning sickness, so they hate the world. If you paint iodine on their skin, all of a sudden they don't have morning sickness. Oh gosh, who knew? It's too simple. It's called who's going to make money seeing them every 5 minutes with their pericardium 6 and stomach 36. Could you please stop doing that? Just stop it. Stomach 36 is a downward acting point. Just don't do it. TCM is not the answer in pregnancy. And by the way, we have to start with nutrients, and they have to be biologically available. And if they don't have access to selenium, they're not going to use the iodine. And they're not going to have access to the selenium if they've gone off and been safe and best practice and ethical and injected themselves with more flu injections, which have got mercury in them, even if it says it doesn't. It does, because it wasn't packed in Australia, and it can be under a certain limit, and it can be mercury-free when it's not. No amount is safe in your body. You add up a certain amount and hello, we've all got different trigger points, and then whoosh, we're under the carpet dead, or whatever else is happening to us. So this becomes very quickly a bridge between Western medicine, modern life, and what you think is TCM and what I would call is acupuncture, which is not TCM, and I'm not talking about organ pathology, I'm talking about life. Now, if we persist in being so damn stupid, I don't think a future is going to happen. Not the way I'd like to see it. So when we're deficient in this and deficient in that, we can't make a cake with sugar and flour, okay? There's more. Now, this is a micronutrient, that's a macronutrient. You need hardly any of that. I'm not going to belabor the point I've done elsewhere, heaps of stuff on iodine and selenium and how it gets blocked and why we need the magnesium. We also need, if we think we're going to do any digesting at all in our body, we're going to need zinc. Well, that's a micronutrient, not found in the soil in New Zealand or Australia, along with selenium. You don't need much, but if you don't have it, you're not going to be digesting your food, because that's part of the enzyme cofactors. This here, magnesium, is required for 325, apparently, enzyme activities in the body. Oh dear. Let's pretend we need calcium for our bones. We do not. That's chalk. We do not for our teeth. That's chalk. We need magnesium. And I've done other work on Jing for elitis again, and you'll see all about it there. Because the precursor to fertility is health. We're not going to be healthy if we haven't got the ingredients available to us and they're not flowing. It is not ethical to come over that hand side of the page, diagnose, and give them something chemical that you're going to get a markup from, whether it's a pill from Health World or it's a drug from the chemist or whatever. They have to go back and do something in the kitchen. They have to do something in the garden. They have to have their own garden working. That's the microbiome. Oh, we're going to water the garden with the tap water. Well, stupid. That's going to kill all the microbiome in the soil because there's the fluoride and the chloride and whatever else they've got there. We're not playing the game of life.
Very well.
And now it's breaking down.
Well,
fancy. So when we're looking at iron deficiency, if you go and look at anything in relation to adrenal fatigue, adrenal exhaustion, low thyroid function, oh, but Heather, I've got, you know, excess. No, you haven't. You've got low this still. You're just in this state over here as well. You've got yin and yang deficiency. So don't tell me your Hashimoto's, and don't tell me your Graves' disease, and don't tell me your high thyroid function. You can't possibly use this. Every cell in your body needs iodine to live. The doctors don't know. What's written in out there in the universe of where aren't we clever doesn't know. Then they tell you to take an iodine pill called Inderol. Yeah, well, you're expecting your gut to be able to absorb it again. Oh, shucks. And it's been put in Elevate for the pregnancy multivitamin. Go away. You can look at the other stuff I've done. There's a free ebook on iodine you can download on heatherbrucebooks.com and check it out yourself. I've got so much on the apps that you can get from Heather Says under apps in the App Store and under raw ingredients. You've got all the research you'll ever need to find. I've done it as problem, the problem, the why, and the solution. And there might be 20 or 30 links on one category. It's big. And then you can go off. I didn't write it all. I just sourced it. Yes, I know it's online. Who's got a library full of books? Who's writing? Who's allowed to be published? We need some facts here. We need to start with raw ingredients. And the raw ingredients are being missed. So here we go going, they need a herb. Yeah, they might. But that was back, you know, remember I did the timeline? I didn't even need herbs in the 70s. People just need to drink more water, go to bed early, and, you know, do what their parents told them to do. I'll put a couple of needles in there, we've got magic treatment all fixed. Seriously. In the 80s, it got a bit more difficult, and I had to talk about B and C vitamins. Got a lot more difficult in the 90s, so then I hit the other minerals, and perhaps you better start in on the herbs. Oh, well, I'm way past all of that now. I better take out all the rubbish that shouldn't be in your body. You need to put a whole lot of water in. Where's your salt? Where's your iodine? Where's your magnesium? Where's the sun? We better throw a lot of vitamin D at you and come back for round two. We've got all of that going on. Now we'll look at what goes in your mouth. But in the meantime, how can life happen? It's not going too well. And you've got all that cold where you're going to have to go home and take out all of the cold in your diet, all of the cold on the floor. You've got heat symptoms happening because you're so yin deficient, it's ridiculous. And you're yin deficient because of goodness knows why, we will look at that in a minute. And you've got pain, yes, you have got pain because everything's running out. There's accelerated aging on the inside. So who's asking the question? Do you give off heat or not? Almost no one. And if you ask the question, a good 34 patients are going to possibly, like one of my patients, had a hot water bottle of water in the fridge, in the freezer. And if he hoped that worked, getting, he'd walk around on the outside, if it was the middle of winter, for about half an hour till his feet he couldn't feel. Then he'd go to bed. And if he could still feel them, then he'd have to get up and get one of the hot water bottles out and stick his, yeah, okay. So, you know, he had a bit of a problem. It's called yin deficiency. He had a great big gut. Of course he's got yang deficiency too. He's got post-traumatic stress. Yeah, we'll deal with that shortly. Of course he's got post-traumatic stress. He was a mine rescue person back in the day when we had this Drummond mine disaster, and he found bits of his friends, or he had one of his friends entirely whole but just dead. And there's about 20 of them, and he was one of the rescue ones that went in. So he was told by the doctors, here, have some pills, you'll never sleep again. Where's the ethics in that? Yeah, we could say it's the state of medicine back then. But that poor man, his wife left him because he couldn't ejaculate, because if he ejaculated, it burned all through his body because of all the toxins he was holding. So he had five hearts hot, yes he did, and he had these really hot feet. Now this is called yin deficiency, and that's because we've got all of the toxins of varied description, so he can't access the magnesium and the selenium to pull it out and make his own glutathione. And so here we are, we don't have enough iodine. So he's going to be depressed on many counts, not just situational. One, he's got low thyroid function. Two, he's got no magnesium in his body. Three, he's got all these toxins. Four, he can't even sleep. He can't even have sex. And his wife's gone, so he's going to cook him dinner. Just saying that we are not playing the game. We might be playing, the men are all going to be safe in their boxes and you know, they've got all that. But are the people happy? Do they have a quality of life? No, they don't. So we might need to go back to why is this going on? Well, we've got a few crucial things in an area that you'd think we were taught when we were taught health sciences. You would think they'd have it together, but the doctors don't look at this because they're blind. This has got nothing to do with them. Because in times past, when modern medicine, which is very adolescent, was coming along, it was